You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
For the record, I just remembered that Scotty did not tell me about Darren Reeves this year. That was 2015. There was some fourth string scrum on the Browns, I think. When I was trying to talk about Isaiah Crowell, Scotty said, look for this guy. Whoever, I don't know who
was. It was the Panthers I was talking about.
No, I think it was the Browns. I just talked to Isaiah Crowell, and you didn't like Isaiah Crowell coming in last year.
Right.
And you said, this could be the guy. And I was like, there's no way this guy's the guy. And the guy got cut. And no, I can't find his name. So I don't even remember who it was. It was some Brown that
obviously
you like.
It wasn't a good call.
No, it was a good call by either of us. Whatever. But very, very, very funny stuff. All right, 8 o'clock. It is Super Bowl week, and Corey has said in the past that some of his favorite stuff that happens on radio Super Bowl week is Super Bowl trivia. So Corey took time and came up with some Super Bowl trivia for his friends, Scott Angle, Tony Sincotta, myself, Greg Sussman. So Corey, the mic is yours. Let's play a little Super Bowl trivia. Bavona, give us the music. Let's do it.
All right, well, this is not...
The gray flannel skies.
So this week, today, we're focusing on... The team that plays.
Are you doing trivia every day this week? Is that how this is going
to
work?
I would like to.
Well,
yes.
Only you can control that. So.
Yeah, I'm in charge of that.
Yes.
But you never know because my evens get crazy. But I feel pretty good about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I love Super Bowl trivia. Trivia in general. Today we're going. Last week we focused on the Atlanta Falcons. Today we are going to focus on the team representing the American Football Conference. Scott.
The New England Patriots.
That's the New England Patriots.
The Minutemen.
The New England Patriots. Tony Sincotta is a lifelong New England Patriots fan, so this may come pretty easy for him.
You know what? I just wonder though. Am I like one of the few people like on this planet, or at least on the Eastern Seaboard, who like doesn't hate the Patriots?
I don't hate the Patriots.
You know, it's like people either love them or they hate them. You know, it's gotten to that point where like. In the past, people either love or hate the Cowboys. Now it's like at the point people, there's no middle ground. People either love or hate the Patriots. When I feel indifferent, it's almost strange, you know?
Yeah, I hate them.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't have no qualms with that.
I respect Brady. I respect Belichick.
I respect them. I just don't like them.
Right.
I hate their success, to be honest with you. And I don't want them to win the fifth Super Bowl.
Only the Giants beat Brady. That's it. Belichick. Giants are the only team that beats them.
All right.
Tom Coughlin, so Jacksonville has an advantage.
Do they play him next year, Tone?
I don't think so.
Here we go. How many AFC East titles have the New England Patriots won since 2000?
I'm going to say 11.
That is incorrect.
How many AFC East titles have the New England Patriots won since 2000?
I believe.
They've won, Tony, I was going to say 14. 15.
Go ahead.
15 is my number.
Oh, 15's right.
15's
right,
my number.
That's my number.
The only one, they only didn't win one when Matt Castle was around.
They have won 14. 14 AFC titles.
Since 2000. So I guess in 2000 they didn't win.
The other teams have won?
Miami won one with Sperano.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the other one wasn't the Bills.
Maybe the Jets. AFC champions?
No, they were wild cards this year.
I will go back. Find this out for you, gentlemen.
It could have been the... I think it could be the Jets in 2000. I'll go with the Jets in 2000.
Hold on. I didn't write down...
You didn't write down the answers to your questions.
No, I did write down the answers to the questions, but I didn't write down who was second, you know,
yes.
Who won those championships. Would you like me to look that information up?
No, I could do that. You can continue and go to somebody else first.
Thank you. All right. Who is the New England Patriots' all-time leading scorer?
All-time leading scorer. That's a good one.
The AFC East in 2000 was won by the Miami Dolphins, by the way. New England Patriots were 5-11.
I am going to say Ben Coates.
Oh, it is not Ben Coates.
Good
thinking, though, Scotty.
John Smith.
It is not John Smith.
Is John Smith a real person, or is just the dude that was Pocahontas?
He was a kicker.
Oh, okay. So it's the kicker, all-time leading scorer.
Collins.
That makes me think it's Adam Vinatieri.
It is not Adam Vinatieri as the New England Patriots.
Oh, Steve Gostkowski.
It is Steven Gostkowski. He is the New England Patriots.
Damn.
All-time leading scorer.
Steven Gostkowski. That's right. I knew that. I knew that.
Yes.
There you go.
All-time leading scorer.
The Jets won the division in 2002.
So that means your answer is wrong. Because Miami won the, so they should only have, so that means three times they did not win the division. Oh, because there's 17 years. Duh. Okay, continue. Sorry.
All right, I'm just making sure.
There's 17 years. 17 minus 3 is 14. That's how you got there. I forgot that you counted an extra year there. Okay. So what's the score here of Super Bowl trivia, Corey?
We're just answering questions.
Oh.
So.
I'm a competitive person.
This is 2017. Everybody gets a participation trophy.
All right, here we go.
I'm all about winning. I want to win again.
Yeah, keep winning. We're going to get doing so much winning. You're going to get sick of winning. All right, here we go. Which ESPN personality was the New England Patriots' first round draft pick in 1999?
Teddy Bruschi.
Oh, I know Willie McGinnis.
Both answers are incorrect.
Both answers are incorrect.
Which current
wasn't a first round pick?
Damian Woody?
It is correct. Damian Woody.
Nice job, Scotty. Oh,
Damian Woody.
Boston College.
Yes, Boston College is Damian Woody.
Or someone said Boston
jersey.
College.
Yeah. I did not know Damian Woody played.
You had a jersey him, right?
You know what his nickname is, right? In the locker room? Big Wood. Juvenile.
He was a big dude. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he looks good on TV. Yeah, he slimmed down. He looks good on TV. Yeah. All right, here we go.
What do you guys think of Kyle Shanahan losing the Super Bowl game plan yesterday?
I saw that. Can you imagine? And you want to hire him to be your head coach?
The Niners are making him the head coach.
Somebody
put
New England
lost.
Pilfered it.
Isn't that crazy?
I know, right? He lost the Super Bowl game plan.
Somebody from the Patriots like went.
I'm about to
briefcase.
Say, you know when the Patriots are in town, you better keep your stuff close.
Vladimir Putin was involved.
Oh, he got hacked. Kyle Shanahan got hacked.
Or by Bill Belichick.
All right. In the 1996 NFL draft, the New England Patriots drafted Terry Glenn in the first round. In rounds 2 and 3, who did they select?
I think Troy Brown might have been one of the picks.
No, not Troy Brown. But he was. That's. You're thinking in the same era.
Richard Seymour?
Ty Law.
And Richard Seymour and Ty Law, no. Richard Seymour was the first round draft pick.
Sorry about that.
Vincent Brisby?
No, not Vincent Brisby.
Ben Coates?
Not Ben Coates. These are two legendary.
Drew Bledsoe.
New England Patriots. It's not Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, Bledsoe's first pick. Yeah, exactly. Legendary. Yeah. So one of us probably Kevin Falk.
It is not Kevin Falk.
He's legendary.
He is legendary.
He is.
Yeah. Adam Vinatieri? No, they would never
not
do that.
Adam
Vinatieri.
Yeah, that's not the Buccaneers. Two defensive players.
Yeah, I had a feeling. Brusky?
Teddy Brusky was the third round draft pick in 1996. No, not Willie McGinnis.
Teddy Brusky, legendary one.
Second round draft pick of
Rodney
the 1996
Harrison?
New England Patriots.
He's drafted by San Diego.
It is not Rodney Harrison, but close.
Ty Law.
Safety?
Oh, close.
Close. It was a safety, it means, it sounds like.
Oh, that's Rodney. It's not Rodney Harrison?
No, it's not Rodney Harrison.
He's drafted by the Chargers.
Yeah. But who else was safety that was...
Let's see here. Yes.
Fan favorite if he was to show up at
Fan
Gillette
Fan favorite.
Stadium.
He should have Gillette would go crazy because this guy just walked out. Yep. That's walked in. Oh, man.
We already mentioned Teddy Bruschi being a third round pick in 1996. The second round draft pick in 1996 of who we're trying to guess, Terry Glenn, infamously called by Bill Parcells, was the first round draft pick in 1996. The second round, they spent a draft pick in the secondary.
Why can't I remember it?
We used to always say that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis was a part of a
law firm. We said Ty Law before.
Lawyer Malloy.
Lawyer Malloy is correct.
Lawyer Malloy.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Lawyer Malloy is a hell of a player.
Yeah, Lawyer Malloy was a good player.
I was thinking safeties, and I'm like, man, jeez, that's bad.
This one right here.
Yeah.
This one right here should be
easy.
Easy one.
I don't like easy ones. Too easy. That was a good question, Lawyer Malloy.
What was the final score of Super Bowl 49?
28-24.
Very good. I knew that.
I was only looking over there.
Yeah.
Should have been 31-28. But no, the final score, Super Bowl 49, was 28-24. Who were the participants?
That was Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots.
Yes, that was the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. No. That one, the final score of Super Bowl 49 was a question. The other one was not.
Sounds like he's rubbing it in.
Yeah.
In 2009 and 2010.
Who did Dallas beat in the playoffs this year? Next question.
Nobody.
Yeah.
In 2009 and 2010, the Patriots only played one playoff game each of those years. In 2009, they played one game. In 2010, they played one game. Which two teams eliminated them from playoff contention?
The Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens is one of those teams.
And the
Colts?
Indianapolis Colts. Yeah.
The Indianapolis Colts is incorrect.
Denver Broncos?
The Denver Broncos is incorrect.
What the hell did they lose to?
They never lost to the Chargers.
Jets. The New York Jets is correct.
The Jets!
The J-E-T-S, oh, yeah. Jets. Can't wait!
You know what's
funny
about that? That game was over and you still didn't believe it was real.
Yeah. Right?
How do we lose to the Jets?
Got another easy one right here.
Can't win a ball.
I think Tony gets this one correct. What was the final score of the Tuck Bowl?
Was a Tuck Bowl?
Oh, I don't know the final score.
The Tuck Rule game.
I don't remember the final score, to tell you the truth. I remember exactly where I was sitting when that happened, though. But I don't remember the score.
You were at the game?
No, I was sitting in a bar watching the game, saying, there's no way in hell that they're going to get this ball back. Why are they reviewing it?
And then history was changed forever.
History was changed forever.
Yes.
The dynasty was born. What was the final score of that game? Was that game the AFC Championship, or was
division.
It was the very round. Very good. It was the division round.
I have no idea what the score was in that game.
Yeah, me neither.
16-13.
16-13 was the final score.
Oh!
You're really good at these things.
Did the game end in regulation or in overtime?
16-13 in regulation.
Oh, regulation.
Regulation.
That game went to overtime.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Nice job.
That game went to overtime.
You're born for this.
Oh, yeah, every once in a while they get one right.
All right, next up. Get a little bit more difficult.
That was like hitting a three-quarter shot.
I had some sort of memory of it.
Yeah.
Who's the Patriots' all-time leading wide receiver?
Stanley Morgan.
Very good, Scotty.
Yes. You should call him the steamer.
Really? I didn't know that.
Steamer projections.
Here we go with Steamer projections again.
Love our steamer projections here.
He was Stanley the steamer.
Yep.
Who's the New England Patriots all-time leading rusher?
Tony Collins.
Tony Collins is incorrect.
Sam Bam Cunningham?
Sam Bam Cunningham is correct.
Where did Tony rank?
Tony Collins?
Yeah.
He doesn't have that information.
I'll look it up right now.
Tony Collins is one of the nicest guys in the world. He's on my Facebook page. He's a very devout Christian.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Mosi Tatupu.
He was probably the Patriots' favorite running back.
Oh, what did we look at? Receiving? Yeah. Oh, we said rushing just now,
Lofa right? Tatupu's dad.
What did you ask me, Scotty, just now?
Where did Tony Collins rank on the Patriots' all-time list?
Of receivers?
No, running backs.
Oh, career leaders. In rushing.
He was very good in the 80s. And Collins and Tatupu.
Number one was Sam Bam Cunningham. Number two.
Sam Bam Cunningham.
Number two, this is interesting to me. Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
That is not, obviously, it's not that Jim Nance. Is that right? I hope not, right?
No.
I'm gone.
Jim Nance and Gino Cappelletti are like the two biggest old-time Patriots.
Gino Cappelletti.
Second is Jim Nance. Third is Tony Collins.
Yeah. Where's Mosi Tatupu?
Mosi Tatupu is 16th.
Hmm. Well, he was a fullback.
Curtis Martin is 4th.
Yeah.
Kevin Falk is 5th.
There's my man.
Don Calhoun 6, John Stevens 7.
John Stevens. He had a thousand yard season.
A hell of a season to start his career.
Yeah.
Corey Dillon is 8th. Larry Garen is 9th. LeGarrette Blount is 10th. In New England Patriots history. How about that?
Hey, Tony, speaking
of... might make the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Tony, speaking of New England Patriots history, can I start Ivica Zubac tonight?
No.
Okay, just asking.
As far as... what's his price? What's his price?
$3,900.
Oh, maybe. I can't believe he's that cheap, actually.
Corey, continue.
Randy Moss is a top 10 all-time Patriot wide receiver. True or false?
True.
Greg?
True.
Tony?
I'm going to say false.
Tony is correct. Randy Moss is not a top 10 all-time New England Patriot wide receiver.
Oh, is it close?
He is 12th.
Yeah, so it was close.
It was close.
Yeah.
Stanley Morgan, Wes Welker, Troy Brown, Rob Gronkowski.
Wes Welker very high up there.
Yes, Wes Welker is number 2.
Wow, that's crazy. Wes Welker now a coach with the Houston Texans, Wes Welker.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Irving Fryer, Ben Coates.
There's Benny Coates.
Jim Colico. Terry Glenn, Gino Cavalletti.
Gino Cavalletti.
And Julian Edelman round out the top 10. Notice
Tony,
Randy Moss
Steven
and
Starr?
Deion Branch. Not in the top 10.
Yeah. Stephen Starring, they thought he was going to be like one of the top receivers. He ended up busting.
What is the New England Patriots record in AFC Championship games?
I'm going to say 5-3.
That is incorrect.
I will say that they are...
I'm sorry, wait a minute. 7-4.
7-4 is incorrect.
They are... 9-2.
9-2 is incorrect.
7-2.
7-2 is incorrect. New England Patriots AFC Championship games. Their record. Scotty, 9 wins is correct.
I said 9 wins. I was there before Scotty was.
Okay, 9 wins is the correct answer. That is correct amount of wins.
Yeah.
How many times did they lose in the AFC Championship game?
Lost to Denver.
Is that it?
They lost to Indy once, too.
Did they? Probably.
Yeah.
Wait, was it? Was it 9-3?
Not 9-3.
9-1? 9-4? 9-5?
9-4 is the correct record. 9-4. New England Patriots are 9-4 in their appearances in the NFC champ, and excuse me, the AFC championship game.
How many questions you got left?
I got 5 more questions left.
All right, so let's pause here. We'll come back. We got 5 more New England Patriots trivia. Is it fair, safe to assume that tomorrow we'll do a little Atlanta Falcons trivia? Is that fair?
Yeah,
is that fair to say? Okay. When we come back, more New England Patriots trivia. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey, the Fantasy Executive Parson, leading us. It's the New England Patriots Super Bowl trivia. Falcons to come mañana. But let's get back to it. Corey.
All right. Ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it.
Bring it home.
Bring it home.
The New England Patriots.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who is third in passing in New England Patriot history? Tom
Steve
Brady
Grogan
is number 1. Drew Bledsoe is number 2.
Steve Grogan.
Who's number 3? Steve Grogan, Scott?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Steve Grogan, Tony?
Yep.
Steve Grogan, Greg?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Steve Grogan is correct. What was his number?
Steve Grogan.
14.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
Yes, Steve Grogan wore number 14.
Yep.
And he also was, he used to do Oldsmobile commercials, and he'd be in the trunk during the commercial, and they would let him out of the trunk of the Oldsmobile.
Who is the Patriots' all-time leading scorer that is not a kicker?
Not a kicker. with the
Russ Francis.
It is not
Russ Francis. Is not, wow, he played for the Niners too.
Was that a close call though?
Is it Stanley Morgan?
Is it?
It is not Stanley Morgan.
Rob Gronkowski.
It is Rob Gronkowski. Very good, Greg.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Number one is Steven Gostkowski. Number two, Adam Vinatieri. Gino Capoletta is number three. John Smith. Gino Capoletta is a kicker. John Smith, kicker. Tony Franklin, kicker. Then Rob Gronkowski. Then Stanley Morgan. Then Ben Coates. Then Randy Moss.
I am waiting for the question that we have not gotten yet about one of the most legendary Patriots of all time.
Who leads the New England Patriots in sacks?
Andre Tippett.
That is correct.
That was the one I was
Who is second?
Who is second?
Steve Nelson.
It's not Steve Nelson. How many sacks Andre Tippett have?
I don't know that off the top of
okay.
my head.
Okay, he had 100 sacks in his career.
It's a round number, that's why he asked.
Steve Nelson is not on the list at all.
He's a middle linebacker, but he played forever.
Richard Seymour.
Richard Seymour is number seven.
All right.
New England Patriots all-time sacks.
Oh, Willie McGinnis?
Willie McGinnis is correct. Number two is Willie McGinnis. Number three is Chris Slade.
Chris Slade?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Number four is Mike Vrabel. Five
now
is
Texas,
Rob.
Defense coordinator.
Yep, that's right.
Texas.
Five is Rob Ninkovich.
Ninkovich.
Wow, what a career this guy's had off a scrap heap.
Yeah, Rob Ninkovich is putting it together, huh? How about that? Before Bill Belichick.
A lot of Polish guys. A lot of Polish guys excelling for the Patriots.
It must be a comfortable environment.
Ninkovich, Gostkowski, yeah. Yep. Yeah, they love sausage in New England.
No, maybe that's what it is. Scott like it too.
Corey's moving.
Juvenile. All right, here we go,
Scott,
fellas.
Scott like it too. You're juvenile.
Before Bill Belichick, there was three New England Patriot head coaches that I need you gentlemen to guess who they are. Who were the three coaches that preceded
Pete Carroll, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, and then I didn't watch football, so I don't know the answer.
You guys got that Pete? I did not know. I forgot Pete Carroll coached the Patriots.
Yeah. Coached the Jets too.
Dick McPherson.
Dick McPherson was the head coach in 1991 and 1992.
I don't know who Dick McPherson is.
Bill Parcells took over from 93 to 96.
Who was the coach before McPherson?
Pete Carroll took over from 97 to 99. Before Dick McPherson,
Rod Rust.
Was Rod Rust.
Rod Rust.
Yeah. Yes, Rob Ryan, yeah. Yes.
Rod Rust.
Oh, right.
And before Rod Rust was Raymond Berry.
Yeah, Raymond Berry.
Yeah.
One of the great Raymond all-time Barry, receivers greatest, himself.
Yeah.
Wow, this McPherson guy, he's old.
How old is he, Greg?
Richard McPherson? He's currently, he's 86.
It's Dick.
He went by Dick.
He's 86. Yeah.
What's
oh,
up
wow.
with,
he is old.
Yeah, he's old guy.
What's up with people that say, nah, you know what, I don't like Richard. I'm going to go Dick.
Yeah, I was like, if I'm like, we had a buddy named Rich, we would call him by his nickname.
Longtime coach of Syracuse.
Oh yeah, Dick McPherson did coach Syracuse for a long time.
When they were good.
Yeah. He'd love to become the coach of the Patriots. Oh, it's very interesting. He'd love to become coach of the Patriots. He was 8-24 as head coach in the NFL. That's very bad. But he was replaced by assistant Paul Pasqualoni, how about that?
Yes.
Pasqualoni, how about that?
All right, here we go.
Long time
they were
Syracuse.
Good with Pasqualoni, too. Yeah, Pasqualoni, they were good. Then they started tapering off towards the end, and then it's gone out of control. It's terrible. They used to be amazing.
All right, fellas, who is the New England Patriots' single-season rushing leader?
Single-season?
Single-season rushing leader.
Corey Dillon?
You get bonus points for the year. Yeah. Corey Dillon is correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was Corey Dillon. So it was probably back in 2004.
2004 is correct.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Corey did not expect that. That, no, that
we got very, bonus points. That was we're very not competing.
Good. That was very
yeah,
good.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. It's got to, don't start with me. 2000.
All right, Corey Richard Parson.
Give me a number between 1 and 12.
6.
Number between 1 and 12.
12, Tom Brady, mother.
Tony, give me a number between 1 and 12.
1.
The New England Patriots drafted 12 people in the 2010 draft.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, can you name one of them?
Oh, yeah, I named 12? Jesus.
2010?
Yes.
So that was 6 years ago.
7, actually.
Well, 6 football seasons
Yeah, the
ago,
draft
right?
hasn't happened yet.
7.
Yes.
I'm going to go... No, I don't. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
2010?
Incorrect.
17 years ago.
2010.
Well,
2010 was
Super
7
Bowl
years
2004,
ago.
And yeah. They drafted yeah. him.
That wasn't great. That wasn't great.
Sussman, you got to name. You got to name 12, Sussman.
That seems unlikely.
It's like that is all right. Very
2010 was 7 years ago. So I'll go with Devin McCourty.
Devin McCourty is correct.
There's one.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much. There's one. All right.
Five of these players are still active.
Rob Gronkowski.
Tony Chung.
Chung is not one. Rob Gronkowski is correct.
Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez is correct.
Did you say Connie Chung? Aaron
Pat, you said Patrick Chung.
You said Connie.
Yeah.
So far we have Devin McCourty, Rob Gronkowski.
Aaron Hernandez.
And Aaron Hernandez.
I feel like I'm doing pretty well.
You are doing well.
Pretty well
2010
here.
Right.
2010 NFL draft.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
It's not your turn.
No, it's not Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Now
it's also not your turn. It's my turn here. I got named 12, right?
Five.
No scoring.
Five. You don't have to. Five are active.
Keep yelling.
Five are active.
Where are the others?
What's his name? The what about Brian Hoyer?
It is not Brian. Wow, Brian Hoyer, that's out of nowhere.
Well, that could be right.
That's no, it's not Brian though. Hoyer.
All right, fine.
Patrick Chung was 2009, by the way.
What about Brian Stork?
No, he is not on this list. We have McCourty.
You can guess now.
We have Gronk. We have Aaron Hernandez.
Dan Klecko?
Not Dan.
Oh, that's before.
Not Dan Klecko.
That's before. Chad Jackson, was that year?
No, Chad Jackson.
Did we say Dante Hightower?
No, Hightower.
It wasn't Hoyer. It was Zach Robinson, right?
Ooh, is that? Yes, Zach Robinson. Very good.
I knew there was a quarterback. He's got
Zach
the wrong
Robinson
one.
was selected in the
seventh round. Yeah, uh-huh. I remember that. Yep.
Zach Robinson.
Yes.
They had 4 picks in the seventh round that year.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Steven Gostkowski?
Steven Gostkowski is not one of the gentlemen drafted.
Okay.
They had 3 second round draft picks. We already named one of them in Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, that's the year, right? Aaron Hernandez was picked, so there was 3 guys from Florida.
Yeah, it was 3 guys
Spikes
from Florida.
Spikes was one of them.
Yes, Brandon Spikes is
yes,
correct.
Brandon Spikes.
Linebacker Brandon mm-hmm. Spikes from the University of Florida yes. was correct.
Yes.
And there was another linebacker.
There's another linebacker that is also correct. He is not active. This linebacker is not active, which makes it difficult. Active.
Yeah.
Tap out on this one.
How many of them are still active that we haven't gotten?
There's 2 more that are still active.
Are they on the Patriots?
That I do not know.
So you don't even know? Oh, boy.
I know they're active. I can tell by how it's...
The color.
The color, yes.
Jamie Collins?
No, it's not Jamie. Jamie Collins is more recently.
Yes.
Oh, it's Cunningham.
Yes, Jermaine Cunningham other linebacker that was drafted in second round of 2002.
Never getting that.
They spent their draft picks on Rob Gronkowski, Jermaine Cunningham, Brandon Spikes. in the second round. The third round,
yeah,
they selected a wide receiver from Ohio.
From Ohio? Is he active?
He is not active.
No, so he probably sucks.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You don't know that guy, do you, Scott?
Wait a minute. Hold on. What
the hell was that guy? It's not Chris Carter.
It's not Chris Carter, no.
No.
It's also not Randy Moss, just so you know.
Nope.
Tall, lanky guy.
I don't know if he was a tall, lanky guy.
He has no idea what this guy looks like.
He was 6 feet tall. Oh! Wait a minute. You might know who this dude is.
You might know who this dude is? Really?
No. Why does he have this uniform on?
Why is he wearing a Seahawks uniform in the picture?
Is he number 19?
No. He does have on a Seahawk uniform, though. That's crazy. But he's never played for the Seattle Seahawks.
Maybe he's a Seahawk fan.
Jersey on. Oh, my goodness. I lost the damn page. Oh, here we go. Right. This gentleman's name is Taylor Price.
Nah. That wasn't it. Yeah, no, I knew who Taylor Price was.
In the fourth round,
I did know who he was.
You know who Taylor Price is?
At the time, I did.
Did you? Why would you know who Taylor Price is?
Because I covered football.
I covered football. You think I knew who Taylor Price was? A random fourth round pick out of Ohio?
I knew who he was at the time, back in like 2010, 2011. The name doesn't shock me.
I want to know why you knew who Taylor Price was.
Because he was a rookie wide receiver, and you studied the rookie wide receivers. You saw the name Taylor Price. How is it so confounding?
Because he's like career. He has 3 catches for like 40 yards.
So I knew who the rookies were coming out. You know,
yeah, there you go, right there.
Maybe because you don't study, you don't know.
It's study. I can name a lot more rookies than you can.
The fourth round draft pick was Aaron Hernandez.
After I study, when the draft's coming around, I'm ready.
The Patriot way, Aaron Hernandez was the fourth round draft pick. The fifth round, they selected Zoltan Mesko.
Oh, yeah! Zoltan Mesko!
He's
good.
He was huge punter.
He was good, Zoltan Mesko.
Yeah, he was a punter.
Yeah, he was good, though. Uh-huh.
The sixth round, this guy is still active.
What position does he play?
He plays on the offensive line.
Ugh, those are always hard.
From North Carolina State University.
I don't know. He's a loud dude.
Ted Larson.
All right.
No.
Okay, Ted Larson. Yeah, he played for Denver, I think, recently.
Seventh round, they selected Thomas Welch, Zach Robinson, who Tony mentioned, Cade Weston, and one more gentleman who is currently playing.
Yeah.
He's active.
Yeah.
He's from the University of Alabama.
Bama?
Bama.
What position does he play?
He is a defensive tackle.
A D tackle? Might as well just give it to us at this point.
Yes, he is a defensive tackle for the New Orleans Saints. His name is Brandon Diedrich.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that the Super Bowl trivia for today?
That is today's Super Bowl trivia. New England Patriots.
Good work. Good job, Corey.
The New England Patriots. Congratulations to the New England Patriots.
Tomorrow, Atlanta Falcons trivia down in the A-Town. Corey will hit us with
some fun
Atlanta Falcons facts. None of us are fans of the Falcons, so that'll be fun. That'll be a fun one to do. All right.
Well, a lot of interesting Atlanta Falcons history, though.
You do?
No, I'm saying there's a lot of interesting Atlanta Falcons history.
What was the stadium called before it was called Gillette Stadium?
Before it was called Gillette Stadium?
Sullivan Stadium.
Sullivan Stadium is correct.
I went to a game in Foxborough. I saw Seahawks. And before that, it was Patriots Schaefer in Foxborough.
Schaefer after the beer.
Schaefer, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1992. I went to Foxborough.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who'd you see play?
Seahawks Patriots.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It was Bledsoe and Myers' rookie year. It was actually 93.
Was it a preseason game or regular?
No, regular season. Bledsoe and Myers' rookie year. Yeah.
Cool. Who won?
Seahawks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Press box.
The first event at the new Patriots Stadium was the Rolling Stones.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Stones.
There you have it.
You a Stones guy, Scotty?
I like the Stones. I wouldn't say I love them, one of my all time favorites, but a lot of Stone songs I like. I like the Some Girls album.
Do you like You Can't Get No Satisfaction, Scotty?
Of course. I mean, that's like a standard, but I think Miss You is one of my favorites.
We're back here. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. Scott frantically trying to get my attention.
Corey, did you catch any of Tom Brady's Media Day press conference yesterday?
I thought Media Day was today.
It is.
Oh.
It was press conference last night.
Last night was opening night, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't catch any. So what did he avoid the questions?
He avoided the Trump question.
He did?
Yeah, somebody asked him about him and Trump's friendship, and he says, I'm not discussing politics at all whatsoever. I'm here to discuss my teammates because we worked so hard to get here at this game.
He'll have to talk about it at some point this week.
Will he? I don't think he will.
No. They're going to keep coming for him.
He won't.
Doesn't matter.
He'll keep answering it. They're good at this.
Yeah, they've been here before. Interesting to see the Falcons on this stage, though.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see where Freeman's agent said he wants
more money.
He wants to be paid like an elite back?
Yeah, she says he wants more.
Well, my thing is this. Elite backs don't share the backfield.
No, that's what he's so that was, they leaked out. He's pissed off about Tevin Coleman.
I would be, too.
Tevin Coleman steals money, basically.
Yes, Tevin Coleman is stealing his money. But he's coming off. So he would be. So he's looking for an extension. You don't think he holds out, though, do you?
Yes.
You think he holds out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got one more year left, yeah.
You think he holds out?
Yeah.
That's going to be horrible.
I know. Well, why couldn't you just do this after the Super Bowl?
I know, right?
Why didn't you do this last week? You got to do it the night before Media Day? You nuts?
Well, Bill Parcells agreed to be the Jets coach the night before the Super Bowl.
That's true. Pretty absurd. Hey, speaking of contracts, you know who just signed a contract?
Who's that?
Oprah.
Oh, she got a new deal?
Oprah's got a new job.
Wait a minute. She worked for herself. Who signed the contract?
She signed a contract to be a special contributor to 60 Minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting, right?
Yeah. They ain't put no money in there, but it's probably not a big-time contract.
How old do you think Oprah is now?
Oprah's probably 66.
Oh, it's just her birthday. Oprah just celebrated a birthday.
Wow. What, she 66?
63. Yeah, still a young woman.
I used to see Gail King all the time.
Really?
Over by Jasmine Lincoln's.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
She should try to marry Stedman and make herself an honest woman.
Why do you think she never married Stedman? There was a reason there.
She don't want to give up any money.
Well, sign a prenup.
Yeah, but those always get contested and ends up being a problem in courts. And
she's literally been with Stedman for like 30 years.
I don't think Stedman's wanted any of her money, though.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Stedman's straight, right? Anyway, right?
You know they were.
Well, he's not Oprah straight, but Stedman's good. He's not. Stedman doesn't want for anything.
They were engaged.
Stedman could write a book if he wanted to.
That's true. My goodness, maybe it would be a humongous bestseller if Stedman wrote a book.
Mm-hmm. Today's
maybe she likes women too.
Today's the anniversary of the Falcons' last Super Bowl appearance.
Well, how about that?
Yeah,
again, which anniversary?
Oh, and you know what?
They lost to Denver.
Yes.
The Dirty Birds.
Yeah. In John Elway's last professional football game.
Yes.
Which is the first question of the next round of Super Bowl trivia. That's crazy. How ironic is that?
Really?
Uh-huh. How many yards did John Elway gain on his famous helicopter run?
Which, by the way, he probably should have been evaluated for concussion after.
Yes, he should.
And would never have came back in the game.
He should have been in the protocol. Was it a 1 yard run? An 8 yard run, a 13 yard run, or a 5 yard run?
It was a 13 yard run.
That is incorrect.
It was an 8 yard run. I wasn't sure it was 8 yards.
And
15.
That was against the Packers, not the Falcons.
Correct. I knew what you were talking about.
Who had the longest rushes in Super Bowl history?
Marcus Allen?
Jim Smith.
Neither of those two are correct. I would have thought it would have been Marcus Allen, but one comes to mind. And it's not, I would have thought Timmy Smith too, but one comes to mind off the top of my head. And this is a part of this, we have multiple choice in this one.
Oh, good.
Is it Emmitt Smith?
We just found a site as a Super Bowl trivia we're not doing?
Yeah, that's it. Just chilling. Is it Emmitt Smith? Is it Terrell Davis? Ahmad Bradshaw? Or this one right here?
Ahmad?
Probably, this will probably give it away right here, though. Well, me saying it'll probably give it away is going to give it away too.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know if this is correct or not.
Yeah.
Willie Parker.
Fast Willie Parker.
Super Bowl 40.
Fast Willie.
Against the Seahawks. Yep. Is that it?
Yep.
Is that the correct answer, Scott?
Yep. Second half. Yep.
That was a devastating, that was a back-breaking run.
What was the longest play in Super Bowl history? I know, because I know that.
Oh, God. There must be some David Tyree.
Longest play in Super Bowl history, gentlemen.
I don't know. What is it?
You don't like that being the trivia host, do you?
I thought that was Timmy Smith. I really did think it was Timmy Smith. Oh, longest play in Super Bowl history, Harrison.
Still playing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, James Harrison.
James Harrison.
That's correct.
That was a crazy play. This was a big momentum
swing.
That was
crazy. Mm-hmm. You know the problem was? So I was when they played the Cardinals, right? It was an epic Super Bowl. That second half was amazing.
That was a great Super Bowl.
So I was in college during that Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. So at halftime, we started playing beer pong.
Wow.
Then it just didn't stop.
I was right down the block from you. I was in Greenbelt.
Oh, yeah, you were.
So I was really right down the street from you. Yeah.
We started drinking, and then next thing I knew, Santonio Holmes was catching a pass.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Santonio Holmes?
Went to the Jets.
He was a good wide receiver.
When the Jets, his career died.
He was a good wide receiver, Santonio Holmes.
Until he went to the Jets.
And they finished him. Wow.
He had problems on airplanes.
Mm. Then he had that crazy naked picture that was going around for a while.
He did not get along, you know.
With who?
With the Jets.
He had tough times out there. I had drafted him a couple years in fantasy since we've been together.
Yeah, he made big catches in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was excellent.
Yeah.
He was another great Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver. Which Rams defender tackled Kevin Dyson on the one-yard line?
Mike Jones.
I believe that's correct.
Ooh.
Nolan Cromwell.
The choices are London Fletcher,
Mike Jones,
Todd Collins, and Grant Winstrom. I think it's Mike Jones, too. Scotty is correct.
Todd Collins. Defensive lineman.
How did the Chiefs quarterback tackle him?
Yes, that was Mike Jones. Well, that was a great Super Bowl, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Santonio Holmes was kicked off a flight in Tampa on April 29, 2010.
For what?
He was out of control.
Yeah. This is an easy one right here. Who was defending David Tyree when he made the helmet catch?
Rodney Harrison.
Yep, it was Rodney Harrison. I don't want to watch this play. When you click on the answer, they show you the play. This was in the grasp. This is the biggest fraud in NFL history. So there you go right there. That's my personal thoughts, Greg. Who was the holder on Adam Vinatieri's game-winning field goal in Super Bowl?
Zoltan Mesko.
It's not one of the...
Scott Zolak?
Was it Ken Walter, Drew Bledsoe, Lee Johnson, Tom Brady?
Lee Johnson.
Tom Brady.
That is incorrect. It was Ken Walker. This is when they beat...
This is when they won their
legendary chip against the greatest show on turf. William Perry's touchdown run against the Patriots in Super Bowl 20 put the Bears up by how many points?
35.
They put him up by that point in the game. He gave them a 40-point lead. That's crazy. They was cutting their ass.
Yeah, and they ran the big dude in.
Yep. Which Bills player...
get that Super Bowl shuffle video going.
Yep. Which Bills player forced the showboating Leon Lett to fumble on the goal line?
Don Beebe.
That is correct. Don Beebe. They was also getting destroyed.
Yeah.
I remember that Super Bowl, Scotty. Mm-hmm. Where was Joe Namath when he guaranteed the Jets would win Super Bowl III?
Miami.
Was he playing golf? Sitting by a pool?
Brent Musburger interviewed
by the media. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Brent Musburger was interviewing him?
Yeah.
And that is correct.
Susie Culber's mom's house.
Let's take our final break of the hour.
That is incorrect, fellas.
Really?
It was not by the pool. The picture that was snapped by the pool with Brent Musburger there was the day before.
Oh.
So he was...
Oh, trickery.
Yeah, he was at dinner the night before. David Givens and which other Patriots player caught touchdown passes, and you are incorrect.
All right.
Mike Vrabel.
All right, there you go. Isn't there a Patriots receiver? That doesn't count. All right, we'll wrap up Super Bowl trivia for today. Coming up next at the baseball 9 o'clock hour. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Correction, by the way. I made a little correction.
Might be some controversy.
Got a correction. Received a text message say that the longest play of the Super Bowl was not James Harrison, although James Harrison did have that 100-yard touchdown. 108-yard kickoff return for Jacoby Jones.
Yes, that is the longest play in Super Bowl history, Jacoby Jones. Now, Percy Harvin had a long one too, right? Right, Scotty?
How long was Percy Harvin's play?
I think Percy Harvin's was like 98.
Okay.
See, it's not as long as James Harrison, though.
Yeah, Jacoby Jones had 108-yard kick return.
And there you go.
In the San Francisco 49ers' only Super Bowl loss, who are the five teams they beat?
They beat the Chargers. They beat the Bengals. They beat the Broncos.
Chargers, Bengals, Broncos.
Oh, okay. For the record, by the way, Jacoby Jones had a 108-yard kickoff return. Besides that, James Harrison's the longest one.
Okay.
Other kickoffs, like Desmond Howard was only 99. Ron Dixon for the Giants.
I remember that.
97. That was right. Then Jermaine Lewis did it right after that.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jacoby Jones is this.
Do we say the Chargers?
James Harrison, because the James Harrison one was before this Jacoby Jones one. So at the time, he had the longest one. This is why I was confused. I apologize, people.
What do we say?
They lost to Baltimore. There you go.
That's what they lost to Baltimore. Who did they beat, though?
Cincinnati. We said Cincinnati. Denver.
They beat Cincinnati twice.
And they beat San Diego. They beat Denver. They beat San Diego. They beat Cincinnati. They beat Denver.
They didn't beat Cincinnati twice.
Yes, they did.
Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl twice?
Yes. They lost. They beat him with Ken Anderson in 1982. And then they also beat him with Boomer Esiason in 1988.
I don't remember the Bengals going to two Super Bowls.
They did. 82 and
88. I'm pretty sure because Ken Anderson, I remember being in it as well.
Yeah. Chris Collinsworth, Isaac Curtis.
Yeah. I guess they did beat them twice.
Yeah.
So they beat the Bengals twice.
Right.
Right.
They beat the Chargers. They beat the Broncos.
Who's the fifth?
Who did Steve Young beat?
Chargers, isn't that?
Yeah.
We're missing the 49ers Super Bowl. They never played the Bills, right?
No.
Did they beat the Dolphins, or that was Washington that beat
the
Dolphins?
Yeah, they beat the Dolphins.
Or did Washington beat the Dolphins?
That was the only time Marino went to the Super Bowl. After the 85 season, they beat the Dolphins.
You sure?
Positive.
Who did Washington beat then?
Washington beat the Dolphins in 82.
They beat Buffalo, didn't they, Washington?
Yeah, they beat the Dolphins in 82.
Cowboys beat Buffalo twice. Washington beat Buffalo once, and the Giants beat Buffalo once, I believe.
I felt like Washington beat that Dan Marino team.
No, it was the 49ers.
Okay.
100% positive.
Yes, they beat the 49ers beat the Miami Dolphins on January 20th, 1985.
Marino's second year. Never got back to the Super Bowl.
Sad.
Yeah. So Washington beat David Woodley and the Dolphins in 1982. They made the Super Bowl twice in the 80s, the Dolphins, and they lost.
Well, the game was in 83. They did beat, and they beat the Miami Dolphins.
The David Woodley Dolphins.
That's a good, you have a good Super Bowl brain on you, Scotty. I guess that comes from seeing your team playing it more recently.
No, just, watching the Super Bowl every year, pretty much.
What's your favorite one? Well, I guess the Seahawk ones would be your
favorite. Besides the favorite one, I would say when the Giants beat the Patriots.
You like that? You like
David
that.
Tyree game. I thought that was so exciting. The Patriots coming in undefeated, trying to make history, and the way the Giants took it.
I don't know. In my opinion, the best Super Bowl was the Rams and the Titans.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, Giants Patriots pretty good.
Yeah,
just saying. Hey!
I think if somebody else played in it, Corey would have said something.
No, I think the Rams and Titan was great.
When we come back, we'll do some baseball talk, Super Bowl trivia. We'll pause it tomorrow. Stick around. We talk fantasy baseball next here on the Roto Experts.